Barry Bloom of MLB.com down here in the Cactus League. Barry, how are you today?
Hey, Marty. How's everything?
Good, good. You've seen the Giants the last few days, and I don't know if you heard Bruce Bochy talking about them. Not a very good spring for this ball club. They're making a lot of fundamental mistakes just about every game. What do you see with the Giants? And you're a longtime baseball guy. How much does spring training really mean?
Well, I was just talking. I'm out here doing Cubs and Royals today, and I was just down in the manager's office talking to Ned Yost about this, and Yost basically was talking about, you know, some of the springs his veteran players are having, particularly the Bulkheads. You saw him pitch on Monday in Scottsdale, and he was pretty well lit up by the Giants. And he's had kind of a tough spring. He's a guy who's got a roller coaster career, and basically, he was more worried about arm strength and whatever rather than record or numbers with a veteran. And I agree with that pretty much. I mean, when you have a team like the Giants, are coming off a world championship in three in the last 5 years, and the core of the team from last year is still pretty much intact. I think spring training is just you get through it, get the kinks out, try not to get hurt, and then get to the regular season and get it started. I mean, the Giants are a notoriously late-starting club anyway. I mean, in 2010, they really didn't get it going until September. Last year, they really didn't get it going until October. So, I mean, as you want to say, Marty, it's a long, long season, and I think spring training for a veteran team really doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You bring up a good point, and that is spring training for a veteran team. And other than a few competitions here, which we talked about, the Susak-Sanchez competition, the Duffy competition, the Contos competition, the Perez-Maxwell, which looks like it's been resolved in Maxwell's favor. This really, when you look at the field, the guys who won the World Series better have good years with the addition of McGee and Oki. And the pitching staff, those are the guys that really have to have the big years, and those are the guys, the veterans, that really spring training, you go through it, you get your swing down, but when the season starts, those are the guys that have to come through, and I think that's the thing you have to keep in mind.
Right, and just, you know, if you look at your own analysis, basically you're talking about all periphery spots on the club that were up for grabs. I mean, you've had some clubs, you know, the A's, for instance, and the Diamondbacks, where you've had three spots in the rotation that guys are vying for. You have bullpen spots that guys are vying for, you know, top positions. You don't have a situation like that with a team like the Giants. And, you know, I think where you go into the season, you know, they've lost Pence in spring training and, you know, with a broken wrist, and they're not going to have him for a month. So the Giants have to figure out how are they going to do it offensively. And a guy like, you know, even Duffy or whoever is going to be on that team, they probably are not going to be around in a month when Pence comes back. And then you look at it, you've got three left-handed hitters out in the outfield in Aoki, Blanco, and Ishikawa. So that unbalances the lineup. So they have to make it through the month. And then the Dodgers, very much the same. They came into camp and immediately, you know, Kenley Jansen, their closer, was out with foot surgery. He's not going to be back till mid-May, and they don't have a closer. So the first 6 weeks of the season, they've got to weather a pretty shaky bullpen, and also Ryu being out of their rotation, and they've got to weather that the first 6 weeks to really get into the season. So I think
it's going to be fun.
Significant things.
Yeah, good. But this, you just laid out what's going to be the great story here. In a very short answer, we're going to run over to Lee Hammer in just a second here to talk about some very nice ticket giveaways on KNBR. Boy, where do you hear this? But Pete Rose, weigh in on that for me. It just won't go away. It's in the news just about every day.
Yeah, I don't think it will. And I think, you know, Rob Manfred is the new commissioner. He said he's going to give it a pretty exhaustive study. You know, Rob is a lawyer, as you know. Bud was not. He has a different way of analyzing things. Bud was a coalescer, and the Hall of Famers really had a lot of say on whether Pete was going to get back into eligibility and be eligible for the Hall or not. And particularly the older group, a lot of whom have passed away since then, Bob Feller, Ralph Kiner, you know, those guys were pretty ardently against Pete. The newer group now, I think, might not be as stringent, particularly his old teammates in Philadelphia and Cincinnati. who are in the hall who are pretty much for him. I think Rob will give it a good airing out. And I don't see any reason why at some point, you know, put restrictions on him and bring him back. He's 75 years old. And really put him on the ballot so the baseball writers can vote for him. And I know that, you know, his 15 years at the time of eligibility in our ballot has lapsed. But I think the board of directors at the Hall could very easily fix that and put him on our ballot for 10 years and let us decide whether he should be in the Hall.
Terrific. Great answer. Bob Nightingale essentially said the same thing, so great minds think alike. Barry, thank you so much. We'll catch up with you next weekend and the weekend before. The weekend after that, I know you're going to follow the Giants a little bit then in San Diego. So love to get your insight and talk to you as we get through this season.
Every week if you want to do it.
All right. Thank you. Barry Bloom, MLB.com. I appreciate that.